A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The vision of Isaiah, son of Amos, concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the days to come, the mountain of the temple of the Lord shall tower above the mountains and be lifted higher than the hills. All the nations will stream to it. Peoples without number will come to it, and they will say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths, since the law will go out from Zion, and the oracle of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will wield authority over the nations, and adjudicate between many peoples. These will hammer their swords into plowshares, their spears into sickles. Nation will not lift sword against nation. There will be no more training for war. O house of Jacob, come. Let us walk in the light of the Lord." The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to the house of God." And now our feet are standing in your gate, O Jerusalem. Shalom, shalom, the peace of God be here. Jerusalem, it is there all tribes will gather, all the tribes of the house of God. Shalom, shalom, the peace of God be here. Shalom, shalom, God's justice be. It is faithful to Israel's law, there to praise the name of God. And the judgment seats of David were set down in Jerusalem. Shalom, shalom, the peace of God be here. Shalom. Of peace for the love of God's own people, I'll then labor and pray for you. Shalom, shalom, the peace of God be here. Shalom, shalom, God's justice be.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. You know the time has come. You must wake up now. Our salvation is even nearer than it was when we were converted. The night is almost over. It will be daylight soon. Let us give up all the things we prefer to do under cover of the dark. Let us arm ourselves and appear in the light. Let us live decently as people do in the daytime. No drunken orgies, no promiscuity or licentiousness, and no wrangling or jealousy. Let your armor be the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in Noah's day, so will it be when the Son of Man comes. For in those days before the flood, people were eating, drinking, taking wives, taking husbands, right up to the day Noah went into the ark. And they suspected nothing till the flood came and swept all away. It will be like this when the Son of Man comes. Then are two men in the fields, one is taken, one left. Of two women at the milestone grinding, one is taken, one left. So stay awake, because you do not know the day when your master is coming. You may be quite sure of this, that if the householder had known at what time of the midnight the burglar would come, he would have stayed awake and would not have allowed anyone to break through the wall of his house. Therefore, you too must stand ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Our dear friends, today we begin the Advent season. Bob is not here. He would join, if possible, at the end of the Mass, because we just want to communicate something important. There is a pastoral letter of Terence Patrick Drainey, Bishop of Middlesbrough, to be read today. Actually, this year, we begin Advent in good company. Throughout this season, and indeed the whole of this liturgical year, we will be guided by and fed by Saint Matthew's Gospel. Also, the prophet Isaiah walks with us through this four period of preparation for Christmas. Today, the first Sunday, we are invited to take part in the journey. Come, let's go up to the mountain of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths. But quickly, warning, there is a warning in the Gospel. lest we become complacent. Stay awake. Because you do not know the day when your master is coming. And the next week, Isaiah himself will encourage us by giving us a glimpse of this new world which is to be established. They do not hurt, no harm, for the country is filled with the knowledge of the Lord. But again, we are advised through the voice of the Baptist to prepare a way for the Lord, make his paths straight. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with the fire. The same theme of the marvelous qualities of this new kingdom are once more proclaimed on the third Sunday. Let the wilderness and the dry land exult. Let the wasteland rejoice and bloom. The blind see again and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed. And the deaf hear and the dead are raised to life. And the good news is proclaimed to the poor, and happy is the man who does not lose faith in me. As the fourth Sunday arrives, we are presented with yet another very important message from Isaiah. The maiden is with a child and will soon give birth to a son whom she will call Emmanuel, a name which means God with us. She will give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus, because he is the one who is to save his people from their sins. While it is neither hardly possible nor right that we should remove ourselves from all the external and more peripheral preparations for Christmas during our Advent journey, at the same time, it would be so sad if we forgot that through the incarnation of our God comes to us as Emmanuel, God with us, and Jesus, the one who is to save us from our sins. No matter where we journey, from now on, our God is with us. There is no depth so deep, no height so above and beyond, no dark night so smothering and fearful, no situation so complicated and disturbing that our God is not with us. That's what incarnation means. God is with us always, no matter where, no matter what. All we have to do is stretch out our hands, and he is already holding us. He is Jesus, the one who saves us from our sins, no matter how terrible we or others might consider them. All we have to do is to look towards him, and we will see him already looking deeply into our lives, longing for us to return, to start again, to come home. This is a message of the Advent. This is a message of Christmas. This is the good news of the Gospel. Like Isaiah, Matthew, John, the Baptist, and Mary, we must proclaim it loud and strong, not only with our voices, but with our lives also. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Jesus Emmanuel. You are seen, blessed hope, Bishop of Middlesbrough. We just keep the spirit of the pastoral letter of Bishop Terence. The Emmanuel God is with us, whatever, wherever we are.